This is Mae Brussel. In case you missed the first half of World Watchers, it is program number 792, and I'm going into some articles that have to do with drug running, Nazi connections, Contra operations, also drugs coming from the Middle East, from Iran, Pakistan, Afghanistan, diversion of funds for narcotics traffic. And I want to cite on the second half of the program some very important articles that have come out recently regarding just these particular agents I've talked about the first half hour, not the drug traffic in other places and other countries or the diversion of drug funds, but specifically the evolving of the drug story and not only the drug cocaine traffic, but the assassination teams and the importance of these people to Robert Vesco and to the Central Intelligence Agency and the National Security Council. I'll delve into that later. Several articles that I cite here, I'm going to outline them for you and get them on the air as soon as I can and share them with you. The first is from New Solidarity, March 21st, 1983. Now, that was written 3 years ago, just 3 years ago now, and it's about the links of Robert Vesco, the co-partner of Mr. Leder and the Contras down in Costa Rica and presently at Cuba. It has to do with Robert Vesco's millions of dollars, the Sterling National Bank, the Michelle Sindona, and the Franklin National Bank in New York City, the links of these banks to narcotics traffics, to Maxwell Robb, our current ambassador to Rome, who's heavily involved with these operations, and to David Graver, who took $40 million out of Argentine, who was head of the American Bank and Trust Company, a member of the P2. And next week I'll do the relationship of these various agents and the millions of dollars they have taken out of various banks that have gone into such places as narcotics and maybe overseas Swiss banks for when that World War III, World War IV that Caspar Weinberger and Fred Eakley and Daniel Graham and Fritz Kramer cook up, the cash will be available for these particular people. There's a strong link of these agents, Sindona and Vesco and Graver and the P2, the Knights of Malta, and the cocaine traffic, and I'll do that next, hopefully next week. The next article pertaining to these matters is from the Executive Intelligence Review, January the 15th, 1985. The title is Bulgarian Justice, Robert Vesco and the Department of Justice, and the relationship of Henry Kissinger to drug traffic, to Robert Vesco with his intelligence sources, and his Bulgarian connections, and because Vesco is a partner with people like Theodore Shackley and Ed Wilson and Frank Turpel, it's easy to see how Shackley and Turpel set up a job with Francesco Pazienza to say that the Bulgarian connections were communist connections when the Pope was shot in 1981, in May of 81. But I'll do more material for you on articles on the American Express, the Bulgarian connections, Ali Aja, and Robert Vesco, and of course this, a lot of this team do have to do with drug traffic. The next large article, and the articles I'm citing for you, references on these matters, are not a small story. They're not 2 or 3 inches or 6 inches column. The articles I'm citing for you again now are full newspaper pages or 2 pages or magazine type articles. There's no single small articles. The next section of material comes from the Center for National Security Studies, published in September 1985, titled Running the Nicaraguan War, the CIA and the Master of Contras. And this has to do with the FDN and Mr. Calero, a defendant in the lawsuit of Christic Institute, along with Mr. Escobar and Mr. Osha, and the drug-running people that have been doing the Contra operation for so long. Another large article came out March the 16th, 1986, and these were before the huge Contragate story broke in September and October of 1986. This was March 16th, 1986, titled Inquiry Reported into Contra Arms Gun Running Cocaine Traffic, Asking for an Investigation. San Francisco Chronicle, April 11th, 1986. FBI Probing the Contras, the Drug, and the Gun Running. San Francisco Examiner, May 29th, 1986. Journalists were Sue Contras in Plot to Kill Pastora. That has to do with the Christic Institute. They surfaced in May of 1986 with their indictments, and it has to do with assassinations, provocateurs, the CIA, National Security Council plans to murder and the people they've already murdered. Los Angeles Times, May the 8th, has a long article, Will a Bizarre Suit Become a Watergate in the Jungle? It's by Georgie Ann Geyer, and I cited that on World Watchers a while back, probably as early as May. In July, the Wall Street Journal had a long story, The Contra War Takes Casualties Within the National Security Council. At that point, Admiral Poindexter and Lieutenant Colonel Oliver North had to be fired. And this drug story builds up with longer and larger articles, but it began immediately with the firing of Poindexter and North. San Jose Mercury, July 18th. Spotlight swings on Los Gatos mystery man, Albert Hakim. And this is about TCI and Stanford Technology, and Hakim and John Singlaub are the middlemen between the Iranian drug traffic and the Swiss secret Swiss bank accounts that are used for narcotics traffic. And he is a defendant in the Christic Institute lawsuit for working with assassins, drug dealers, and the CIA and generals, military officers, retired military officers, disobeying the laws. And Hakim came from Iran to form TCI, and it took to form Stanford Technology, and it took over TCI after that just closed its doors and moved on to become Stanford Technology. And that's the company I was talking about last week with the links to Otto von Bolschwing, and that goes into the drug trafficking, the weapons, and the heavy use of right wing, such as Otto von Bolschwing, and his co-partner, Mr. Getty, who there's a book out about him now, had strong affiliations and sympathies for the Nazis, as does Mr. Leder Rivas. It isn't just belonging to a kook fringe in Colombia, this adoration of Adolf Hitler. Monterey Herald, August the 4th, had a story, Contra Supporter Tells of Tangled Schemes. This has to do with Jesus Garcia. Now, this was the Miami Herald, I'm sorry, and it refers to the cocaine traffickers and those people in Colombia as being Bush's baby, George Bush's baby. Washington Post, October 15th, web of U.S. Contra violations alleged in Senator Kerry's staff report. He turned in before the Contra gate really fell apart and started opening up like a flower as the petals keep falling off. We learn new things every day. And Senator Kerry was working with Dan Sheehan of Christic Institute and beginning to notice the violations and calling attention to Congress. Washington Times, this is November 19th, Nicaraguan official tied to cocaine ring. Now, this is disinformation published by Reverend Moon's paper. The publisher is Arnard de Borchgrave, who works with Michael Ledeen and those persons that created the Aja communist story or the Billy Gates story for the elections, so Jimmy Carter would lose the elections in 1980. The authorities on terrorism then make up their stories as they go along. This all turned out to be disinformation, and this article explains that there was no evidence to support this thesis that Nicaragua was into the narcotics traffic. It's actually the Contras that are into the traffic, and in fact, later there's articles saying that there's no evidence to support Ronald Reagan's charges that Nicaragua was in drug traffic. And, of course, Mr. Seal was one of those people who was the liaison between the drug traffic, and his murder took place, and then they could blame his testimony that it wasn't the Nicaraguans and try to pass off this lie if it would be possible. San Jose Mercury, November 19th, had a long story, Cocaine Kingpins Indicted, Drug Lords from Colombia. And that's the Medellin cartel I referred to, and Jorge Osha, the same defendant in the Christic Institute, was named in this suit, and Pablo Escobar was named in the suit, and Juan David and Fabio Osha, the brother of Jorge. It involved billionaire partners of Mr. Leder Rivas, who was arrested this week. November the 27th, 1986, the San Francisco Chronicle had a story, Senate Arms Prober Assails the Justice Department. And this is an allegation by various people in the Senate investigating the Contragate story as of the last part of this past year, that the investigations were stalled by Admiral Poindexter and Oliver North and Edwin Meese, and they didn't want the Contra story to link to the Swiss banks and the Irangate scandals. Edwin Meese should actually be removed as the Attorney General of the United States because he doesn't belong in the first place. But the Justice Department in general is assailed for what they did, but Edwin Meese is responsible for diverting the law away from the books where it is written as law to opinions of what should be done that are good enough for the president and the powers that be in his mind in Washington, D.C. San Francisco Examiner, November 27th, had a long story. Senator links drug sales and Contras, and this has to do with Senator Kerry, who became more open about the Swiss banks, the cocaine, Oliver North, John Singlaub, and that whole team. The People's World, November 28th, had a large story, demand independent probe into Irangate, and this has to do with all the allegations of the Christic Institute and how necessary it was for a special independent prosecutor to go into these matters. As it turns out, all of the people assigned so far, except, as far as I know, the House investigating committees, are really compromised. The persons investigating the National Security Council, the Senate committee investigating Irangate, Mr. Carlucci on the NSC, and David Abshire taking care of the White House business to cover the Georgetown Center for Strategic and International Studies, all those people that came in to cover the bases after the scandals broke are very much a part of the problem, so that the independent probe right now is an impossibility. The San Francisco Examiner, November 30th, had a long story, Nicaragua rebels deny drug charges, plot to kill Ambassador Tams in Costa Rica, or to try to shoot Eden Pastora. Of course, that doesn't hold up at all, and as time goes on, it'll be shown that that denial is baloney. The Washington Post, December the 9th, had a large full-page story. Swiss say General Secord and Oliver North are targets of investigations. This goes back to the Credit Suisse Bank in Switzerland, which was the money tree for permanent decks for the murder of John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, and Martin Luther King, and for permanent decks, the same operation that John Connolly was running with Division 5 of the FBI involving these assassinations, and assisting Robert Vesco to try to get Dominica as a haven for Nazis and drug in the Caribbean, the same Swiss bank, Credit Suisse. In These Times, December 16th, has a long story, Contra Connection, Dirty Dealing in Underground Aid Network, Drugs and Murders, and it cites Robert Owen and John Hall and Tom Posey and General John Singlaub, the CIA, the National Security Council, and a cast of thousands. Each one of these articles, as I say, is entire full page of a newspaper or two pages. Some are even longer than that. People's World has a long story, December 16th, the CIA, the history of arms and drug deals. And it goes into the anti-Castro Cubans, Cuba under Batistas, the World Anti-Communist League, and those are the Nazi connections again to Vesco and Nazis, and the death squads used around the world. The Bay Guardian ran a large article December 3rd, that's the San Francisco Bay Area, called The Costa Rica Connection, and they have there the cast of characters that I cited some of them earlier on the broadcast, 27 defendants of a lawsuit with charges of murder, attempted murder, gun running, narcotics traffic, and strong ties to the National Security Council and the White House. This article goes into CIA Director Thomas Kleins, Pablo Escobar, the partner of Leder Rivas, who was arrested this week, and a defendant in the Christic Institute, along with Jorge Osha, also a defendant, named again. Their name appears over and over in their links to assassinations and drug traffic and the CIA and the National Security Council. And it also goes to the cocaine king and the cocaine traffic coming out of Colombia. This article goes into Albert Hakim, who took over TCI and made Stanford Technology, and General John Singlaub and Tom Posey and General Secord. Secord being a link with John Singlaub to Iran, the Middle East, to Mr. Hashemi, the late Hashemi, who was murdered in July, this past July, and Mr. Albert Hakim, defendant in the Christic Institute. These names appear over and over, and soon you'll learn to know who they are and separate one from the other. But each one of these articles, as I say, is a full page of connecting links, each to be studied and very, very important. New Solidarity, December the 5th, has a story on the Boesky case, and there's been quite a few articles linking Ivan Boesky with persons involved with the narcotics traffic, with the Swiss banks, with Donald Reagan and Merrill Lynch, and Maxwell Rabb, the ambassador to Italy at the present time, who's involved with these various persons and with gun running, gun going to Iran, and the same team that takes the money puts it in Swiss banks and then turns it over. We don't know where yet, but it could be going right to the drug dealers. In These Times had a long section, December the 20th, or one section was December the 10th, pardon me, titled, Is North Network Cocaine Connected? With a picture of Ollie North going into Colombia to Mr. Leda Rivas, Mr. Osho, and Garcia's testimony. People's World, December the 20th, a long section, Contras and Cocaine, The Plot Thickens, by Tim Wheeler, citing the links to George Bush, to the CIA, to the Colombia drug kings. New Solidarity, July 21st, 1986, U.S. Attorney William Weld, out of Boston, Chief Justice for the Criminal Division now, and his links to Donald Reagan, to Merrill Lynch, to Credit Suisse Bank, again, the Permandex Bank in Switzerland, the Bank of Boston, Edgar Bronfman, and he was president of Permandex and the Assassination Team Network. This article is a long article worth outlining. I'll do it for you and share that with you. Washington Times, again, had a long story. Senator John Kerry irks the Contras in Costa Rica with corruption probe. Again, this is Reverend Moon. This is Arnar de Borchgrave, who works with Michael Ledeen, who was at the island of Grenada, who cooked up the story of Ajan the Bulgarian. And they're literally blaming Kerry, Senator Kerry, for the murder of witnesses, as if he's bungling along. And the truth is, these witnesses cited Mr. Carr did in 9 letters that he was going to be killed, and he didn't know there was a Senator John Kerry at the time. Starting the first of the year, the Monterey Herald had a story, January the 1st, House launches new probe into alleged Contra drug deals. And another long story, January the 20th, in the Washington Post, ex-airline tied to cocaine, Southern Airplane, Horace Oshigan and the Medellin Cartel. This is the Washington Post. The Guardian, January 28th, are Reagan's gun runners drug pushers too? And this is a article saying, isn't this an embarrassment or contradiction to the Reagans who were anti-drug with their close ties? They're getting thicker and larger. And these articles I cite from New Solidarity, People's World, the Washington Post, the Miami newspapers, the San Francisco Examiner, the New York Times, Wall Street Journal. There's a good cross-section of articles to refer to these matters and the drug traffic as it closes in on those people that were mentioned in the suit in the Christic Institute, and also the necessity for bringing in Leda Rivas at this particular time. January the 19th, New York Times has a story, Contra arms crews said to smuggle drugs. And the establishment newspaper, long to get into the act, is talking about drug smuggling, something that it took the People's World or the Executive Intelligence Review or the Guardian to publish a long time ago. Finally, the New York Times and Washington Post get into the act. The Los Angeles Herald had a story January the 18th. Inmate Jorge Morales Garcias and Gary Betzner were inside the jail in Miami, and they're talking about the Contras, cocaine traffic, the CIA, and their work with Adolfo Calera. Calera is the leader of the Contra movement at the present time. He's the defendant in the suit filed by Christic Institute. And I read today in the Wall Street Journal that they're trying to make arrangements by the State Department to remove Mr. Calera, which is absolutely necessary because as these suits evolve and there's so much evidence that they can be proved guilty, no matter how corrupt the courts are, then Mr. Calera has to be eased out. There was talk today about removing him, just as they had to bring Leda Rivas home and put a sound wall around him, I suppose, so he can't have interviews. But the necessity to cover up the drug deals involves killing primary witnesses or changing jobs and putting somebody in their place. An article I cited before that is very important, Who Runs the Contra Cocaine Connection, written by Gretchen Small, was published January 23rd, Executive Intelligence Review. And, of course, the kingpin of all of this, that is the man cited in these articles, is Robert Vesco. And Vesco has strong links to the Nazis, to the Klan, to Permandex, to Richard Allen, to William Casey. And that's why he's out loose in the Caribbean there, because he knows his way around all those little inlets. And he had his own airport, airstrip, and private home, as I say, that Mr. Hull, the defendant in the Christic Institute, is sharing now. The People's World had a large article January 30th. the Iran-Contragate drug connections. And it goes into the Middle East drugs, to Central and South America drugs. It's written by Con Hallinan, and he's well known in the Bay Area. And it involves Philippe Vidal, Rene Corbeau, Jorge Osha, Pablo Escobar. Some of these names you might begin to get familiar with. The Indochina War in Laos, Theodore Shackley's drug dealing in Southeast Asia, Santos Traficante, and this is part of the connection of the Miami John Kennedy assassination team, and Van Pao, P-A-O, Traficante, as I say, was working with John Rosselli and Sam Giancana, and Mo Dalitz, and the CIA, and Robert Mayhew, on the role of probably getting even. They were used because they could get even with Robert Kennedy, who was going to arrest the drug dealers, and the power that he wanted John Kennedy gotten rid of anyway. And as soon as he was murdered, the war escalated. And then General Richard Secord and Thomas Kleins and Theodore Shackley and all these people got very rich off the narcotics of Southeast Asia. This article is about Shackley and Traficante and so forth, and the Nugent Bank, and the full cycle of international fascists and Nazis and drug dealers linked to the National Security Council and the Central Intelligence Agency. And the San Jose Metro had an article which I cited last week, which I want to put in this category, December the 12th, 1986, called The Arms Dealer Next Door. And again, this is a different article about Albert Hakim than the one I mentioned before, but it cites the fact that Helene Von Damm, Reagan's secretary for 8 years in California and his appointment secretary in Washington for two administrations, has been working with Hakim in Austria at various safe houses or whatever. And these people are involved in a lot of activities that have taken place over the past years of political assassinations. They don't stay in their own backyard. They can travel and kill anywhere they want. And this is really the Division 5 of FBI. It was run out of Oaxaca, Mexico, for a long, long time, and then moved allegedly to Rhodesia. It had full support and activities in Chile, Colonia Dignidad, the area between Chile and Argentina, a safe haven for Nazis who needed to get their fingerprints changed if possible, faces fixed if possible. And Michael Townley works down at Colonia Dignidad with various persons involved in these Nazi drug dealing operations. And so I don't think, going back again to the arrest this week of the gentleman involved with the killing of Orlando Letelier, he said the far right would kill him and he wanted protection in the United States. I bet you he won't be here very long or be safe very long. Now, for the remaining time of the program, I'm going to share with you the first part of the article, Who Runs the Contra Cocaine Connection? It was published in 1987, written by Gretchen Small. It was published in EIR, Executive Intelligence Review. And then I'll continue with it next week because it is very, very important. This article begins by citing Justice Department spokesman Patrick Corten, K-O-R-T-E-N, who had to address himself to charges placed in 1985 or mentioned in 85 that the Contras were in drug operations. The Justice Department agent Patrick Corten said, "We have investigated all the accusations, in some cases exhaustively, and we found no substantial evidence which supports them." Justice Department spokesman Patrick Corten said August 14, 1986, reporting the results of the Justice Department investigation into charges that the Nicaraguan Contras ran narcotics. The Justice Department's statement was even more sweeping than the one handed to Congress April the 16th, 1986. That was an earlier report by Assistant Secretary of State for Inter-American Affairs, Elliot Abrams. Now, Abrams is very much involved in these operations, and the article says Abrams himself is involved in the day-to-day affairs of the Contras. Some Contras may have engaged in some activity. Abrams released a note and read it out to the public, but it was, insofar as we can determine, without the authorization of the resistance leaders. The limited number of incidences found occurred during an 18-month period when the Contras were getting no U.S. assistance, leaving them particularly hard-pressed for financial support. What Abrams was saying was that we drove the Contras to narcotics traffic because Congress didn't give them the $100 million they wanted. It was Elliot Abrams who went down to the Sultan of Brunei to get $10 million, and to put in the same joint Swiss bank account of the Nazi fascist cocaine dealers, run for them out of Switzerland and then down to the Panama and the Bahamas and these various islands. Abrams took the money from the Sultan of Brunei, and now it can't be traced and easily could have been put into narcotics in Pakistan and then parlayed to much bigger street money here in the United States after it left Afghanistan, allegedly earmarked for that country and then going into drug traffic elsewhere. Time will go on to prove how much of a liar Elliot Abrams is. The article continues, no substantial evidence that they couldn't find any evidence of narcotics traffic of the Contras. The independent counsel in charge of Irangate investigations, Mr. Lawrence Walsh, decided to take over the investigations into all the Contra narcotics connections and has asked the Justice Department to hand over their relevant files. So this will be an interesting conflict. How much Mises Justice Department hid drug dealers at the time that Nancy Reagan was running this great anti-drug campaign to give her a job of prominence alongside the president, saving our nation from the drug network. Her own Justice Department, the president's Justice Department, were covering up known narcotic traffickers who were pouring hundreds of millions of dollars of cocaine into the United States just from Florida alone every single week. So the Justice Department has to turn over the information, the relevant files, upon which they came to the conclusion that the narcotics traffic was just a runaway group. Included in those files, according to the Wall Street Journal on January the 9th, is the testimony of a witness that bags of cocaine were loaded into Southern Air Transport cargo plane in Colombia in 1985, the very same plane that was shot down over Nicaragua, October the 5th, 1986, ferrying weapons to the Contras. The same airline, the same plane, the same pilots involved in drug traffic with these operations, and this particular plane was seen in Colombia with being loaded with the drugs and made a full cycle back to Florida, and then it blew up over Nicaragua, was blown up, and Mr. Hassenfuss was on that plane. Gretchen Small continues, the political fallout of the Narcontra, they referred to it as the Narcotics Contra, has only begun to hit the United States. As the full story of the Contra cocaine connections comes to light, United States officials complicit in the Contra drug trafficking, those who covered up the traffic, and any official who defends drug running on the grounds that drug traffickers were forced to do it because they were financially hard-pressed at the time, faces the wrath of an American public that has discovered the names of those who murdered its children through drugs. Now, the idea that Ronald Reagan is sending and has been sending arms to Iran after so many hostages, 52, were kept over 1 year in silence and kept away from their families as hostages, there was so much anger towards Iran that the shock of this story was compounded by people realizing the president has been arming Khomeini all this time since the hostage taking and working with the very people who had them. Now, the next affront to Ronald Reagan's administration, the reason I cited those long articles, is the fact that the drug dealing goes right to the White House, and he's using his wife to put on a front of trying to stop drug activities while his foreign policy is run by drug traffickers. And as this article says, the story's only beginning to hit the United States. As the full story comes out, there'll be more anger as people who suffered at the hands of drug dealers, whether robbed, mugged, or family members murdered, realize that the drug trafficking goes right to the White House. The article continues, from day one of the Reagan administration, EIR warned President Reagan that if he accepted the Contra policy for Central America, the administration would sooner or later face a Watergate of insurmountable proportions. The Contras are drug runners. We warned them if they receive the United States government support, no credibility will be left to the new administration's war on drugs. And certainly that not only has been taken away, but Reagan has taken away the funds for war on drugs. The article continues, President Reagan didn't listen. He succumbed indeed to blackmail and pressures of the Trilateral Commission, whose leading members include Alexander Haig and Henry Kissinger, who designed the Contra policy. Unless the United States' support for Contras is immediately halted, and this is written January 87, and those responsible prosecuted, President Reagan may yet pay the price for that error. And goodness knows what that how heavy the price is going to be through the years. It's time to close now. The hour is up. I can't finish this article now, but I think if all goes well, as predicted, I'll start the program with it next week. It's a very, very important link of Vesco to the drug runners and to the White House, and puts a lot of the missing pieces together about the Swiss banks and so forth. This is Mae Brussel concluding this section on the drug traffic, the cocaine, the White House, and the CIA and the Defense Department. I'll be back with you next week to continue along those lines, just showing the double hypocrisy of the entire State Department, intelligence community, and the White House, and making us suckers for their lies while they make profits off the drug traffic. Now they're going to pay the price for it. This is Mae. Again, I'll be back with you next week. Take care and keep clipping those articles and reading them. It is a fascinating time to be studying American history.